I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our buddy Beto.
We got the right bit for him this time.
I feel like we're down on Alvera Street or something, downtown L.A. What's up, Beto? Beto Duran, L.A. Times, Spectrum Sportsnet. Are you there? Are you mad at us? What's up?
No. I mean, I'm ready to go down to Barrio Logan with you. You know, it'll be all right.
Barrio Logan. All right. We can do that. Hey, as long as they got some good roll tacos and some guacamole, I'm anywhere.
Beto Duran covers. You need some tequila for today. That's what you need.
Well, I figured you were probably headed in that direction after the Lakers press conference following Magic Johnson. First of all, your thoughts on Magic's comments today, Beto. Is this help, hurt, or doesn't really matter with the Laker organization right now?
A little bit of everything, believe it or not. It's interesting time. I was talking with Tony earlier today, and it's not surprising because if you're Magic, you're going to do what you can to protect yourself too, right? Especially right. When you have this platform. And Magic told us the night he resigned, the final game of the year, I remember him talking to some of the ESPN TV people and was like, yeah, I'll see you guys across the street, which is across the Staples Center where they do LA Live, a lot of sports center stuff. I'll see you guys over there pretty soon. And, you know, this was scheduled. Appearance on First Take this morning was scheduled a couple weeks ago. You saw Magic after a tweet that he's talking with like financial people, like big time people. So he's doing his media tour around New York and his motivational speaking and all that other stuff.
Uh oh. Did we lose Beto?
We can't lose Beto.
He was right in the middle of getting into it, too.
He was on a roll. I'm sure we'll get him back. Thomas, you guys do what you can. Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. We'll get Beto in just a second. But in case you're just tuning in, you should know that Magic Johnson spoke on First Take today and was just basically what Beto said, defending himself in this whole Rob Pelinka versus Magic Johnson versus Jeannie Buss versus the Lakers situation. All right, Beto, you're back, sir.
Yeah, see, man, you start talking about the Lakers and who to blame. Everybody gets involved. They beat your phone.
Is Rob Pelinka controlling our phone lines now? What's up here?
Let me just tell you this. I've covered the Lakers now, what, 12 years? Born and raised in L.A.? It's been a while. I've seen some surreal things. I wasn't there for Shaq and Kobe, but I was there for Smush Parker, and that should tell you I've earned my keeper out here.
Smush Parker gets in there. I love it.
So this was surreal today. So I host the L.A. Times podcast. And we were told this morning, like, hey, Magic is scorching the Lakers organization. Let's go to the facility where they're going to introduce Frank Vogel, but Pelinka is talking. And we have not spoken with Pelinka in a while. He didn't do exit interviews, so this is a chance to talk to Pelinka. And it was cool. You know, two questions to Vogel about being the new coach. And then Tony Gagliuli's like, all right, let's go. Rob, what did Magic say this morning to you? And, you know, Pelinka is a trained lawyer. You know, he's negotiated a lot. He knew he was getting these questions asked. He was polished with his answer, saying he was surprised. But come on, you really? Like, no. Everybody knows what's coming at him. Everybody knows. I give Rob credit for even showing up and answering these questions. Now, Pelinka only took questions on the podium. As soon as they were done, he left, and only Vogel was left to do, like, the one-on-one interview. So,
why do you think nobody that was?
He ain't dumb.
he doesn't want to get any more tough ones, huh?
No, because it's, hey, I made my statements. Here we go. I made my comments, and let's just move on from that. I think it was also more of like, hey, let's have some respect for the guy that we brought in as a coach. It's supposed to be his day. Even if Pelinka was going to stick around, it doesn't matter. They were going to just give you the same answer they had given you before that. But it's just weird. Like, you know, the passive aggressiveness from everybody. You know, Magic saying that Rob was the backstabber. Then Rob come out and say, oh, no.
That Magic doesn't sound like that's passive aggressive to me.
Then Rob answers with, oh, but we talked a couple days ago. But then Magic also saying, hey, if they need me, I'm going to talk to them. Like Brad Turner had a one-on-one with Magic today. I think I texted you the link.
Yeah, I read the article, yeah.
Yeah, and then Magic is saying, hey, I love the Lakers. If they need me, I'm going to help them. I'm like, well, which one is it? You know, like,
yeah, he also,
but you're going to help.
He also said in that same article that he wasn't actually saying that Rob Pelinka isn't the right man for him. It was almost like a wait-and-see approach. And as you said, I guess he was speaking out of two sides. But I will say on that ESPN, there was nothing passive-aggressive First Take today. He was That was the equivalent of hit him up on TV.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I wish we could cuss right here. But, you know, that attitude with him, too. But it was hit him up. I mean, that's a great line right there. That's exactly what he did. You. He named the COO. He named the G League. He named the scouts. He named everybody. And he's like, none of you belong in the room with me. And you know what? I agree with him because you have too many people with too many opinions, and you're trying to make some decisions. And at the end of the day, you need one person who's a strong voice. And the Lakers didn't have that. And they still don't have that. Like, yeah. Kurt Rambis, who was there, all of a sudden he's in the back. I even took a picture of him. And he's standing next to the camera guys as Bill Plaschke's asking, so what's Linda Rambis's role here? Like, where's she come from?
What was the answer to that, by the way?
Plinka had a line. He's like, because Plaschke asked him, you know, what's the chain of command here? And she's like, well, she's part of one of the decision makers. Like, Linda's title is, like, I think special event, like something. But basically, she's Jeannie's best friend from forever. But, like, it's just weird. Like, the people who have there. And then if you look at 2019 front offices, you have guys with, like, fancy degrees. And I'm not an analytics guy or anything like that. But you guys who are, like, living and breathing and dying every single moment of the day in that office trying to unearth some stuff. So if the Lakers is just, like, they're still stuck 10 years behind everybody else, and this doesn't help. Like, it's the NBA playoffs going on, and all we're talking about is the Lakers and who he said, she said, boom, 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 they're attacking each other, and let's keep on talking, because you guys don't want to talk to me about anything else, and I'm right there with you. No. I agree. Let's go. The drama is too good.
Who could you clarify who where did this – is it Tim Harris? Is that his last name? Where did Tim Harris. Where did he originate from? I mean, I know he's the COO, but, like, obviously he's more than COO. He's more than handling just the business side. He's clearly in on the personnel side, too. Who is this guy?
COO, he's the one that helped the Lakers negotiate their own TV rights deal a few years ago. He has a big part in the business side, the branding, all that other stuff. He and Jeannie have known each other since he played for the L.A. Lasers.
Indoor soccer.
Yes.
The San Diego Shockers were their rival. Indoor soccer, he was the goalie on that team. When he retired from that, he went to work with the Buss family. Jeannie was helping run. She was learning how to do the business side of the L.A. Lasers. She also helped World Team Tennis. So they go each other back to the 80s. And, you know, we all do this when we're up against the wall. Who do we rely on? The people that have been ride or die with us, right? And that's one of her guys.
Interesting. Beto Duran is with us, LA Times, Spectrum Sportsnet. He was at the Laker circus, press conference, whatever you want to call it today, up there in LA. Hey, Beto, I was a little surprised that, well, maybe not so much, but maybe Magic Johnson's one of the few guys that can get away with just coming straight out and saying, I wanted to fire Luke Walton because he was doing a lousy job. I mean, most people don't say it in those terms. Were you a little surprised to hear that come out the way it did from Magic?
Magic has the handcuffs off. He can say whatever he wants. He was talking about free agents. This is the Magic that we, you know, he has that smile. You know, he says your name when he needs you. He's one of those. He knows what he's doing. And now that he can speak freely, I'm going to go and rip everybody he can, because he knows that if he's shooting, they're going to shoot right back. Or somehow, some way, somebody's going to say something. So,
well, they already have, I felt like.
Yeah, but the thing is, the night he stepped down, he even said, oh, I couldn't talk to Jeannie about some things. He didn't elaborate what those things were. Today, boom, 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 and he could say that. And he was even talking about, like, you know, yeah, I want him fired. And then they tell me, oh, no, let's think about it another day. And then the third day is like, no. And that's when the stories go. Magic was like, wait a minute. You want me here, but you're not going to listen, so what's the point? And look. It was bad from the get-go. We thought, as Laker fans, everybody's anticipation was like, Magic is involved, you know, Pelinka's there, let's give him time, see what happens. And it was clear from the get-go, like, you have two people who have never run an organization. And it's not like it was back in the day where, like, hey, give me a phone call, we're here. No, it's constant communication. But I'm going to hit with this one. If Magic knew that Rob was talking bad about him, and I'm going back to, like, junior high attitude, right? Like, you know, somebody's talking bad about you, you go up to him, right? Like, what are you going to do, right? You want to fight right now?
You confront him, right.
You confront him. And it really is kind of simple, because as competitors, like, somebody's talking trash about you, especially on their team. Like, how many times have you been on TNT where guys don't like each other, but they hit each other up and they squash it, and then you're good and you move forward? Like, yep. Some manager's got to step in, right? Jeannie should have been like, look, I hear this.
That's what I
hear
said.
That. Get in the middle. Put them in the room. Okay, let's go. Let's talk. You're at the game sitting next to each other and nothing happened. I think that right there allowed it to fester, and that's where we are at right now.
Well, before we let you get out here, I guess we should ask about Frank Vogel. I mean, the press conference was about him.
Oh, they what? I didn't even know that.
How did Frank Vogel sound? And I read that he was asked some questions about Jason Kidd as well.
Yeah. Okay. So Frank Vogel, it is his day. From what we've heard around the league, when you talk to the first guys, they like him. They like his preparation. He even came out and said, look, I got to change the way I've been coaching in Indiana and Orlando because we have a different personnel. LeBron was there. Speaking of passive aggressive, LeBron was there in the back.
King passive aggressive.
I'll get to LeBron after this. Right? So save a break for me. Anyways, so like Vogel is respected around the league. But the first question to Frank Vogel from Dave McMenamin was, hey, Frank, well, you weren't exactly the first, second, or third choice for this. Like, what are you doing here? And I give Vogel a lot of credit. He knew what he was getting himself into. He's there. He's like, look, it's the Lakers. You don't turn this opportunity down. You go after it. And he was trying to spin a lot of positivity. When he said, hey, the outside doesn't know what's on the inside, we're like, hey, but at the same time, you've only been here a week. You still don't know who
people
are. You're
still on the outside.
Yeah, you weren't expecting Magic to say this. So you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's an uphill battle for him. And he was asked about Jason Kidd. And he said that Jason Kidd was somebody that Kurt Rambis recommended. They wanted him, somebody on the staff. He said, I get it. He's also admitted that, look, it's always good to have an NBA, ex-NBA player on your staff. Like, yeah, Brandon Shaw in Indiana, because those players, you know, he didn't play in the NBA, but it gives you that gravitas. Like, look, yeah. I know what you're going through. I know that attitude. Now back to LeBron. So he was way in the back. I turn around. He's got a nice fit going on. He's got the neon going on. Air Maxes, that's who he's rocking. And he stays in the back, and he's with next to Josh Hart. And he's asked, you know, you can't talk to LeBron. He doesn't do interviews anymore with the media because he doesn't have to. He didn't do X interviews. And then as Vogel is doing his one-on-one to, like, Jim Hill and all the media members and all the TV guys, LeBron, after he got done talking to his video guys, goes and gets a ball, and he's just, like, doing, like, little layups. He's not working out. He wasn't there to work out today. He's just little layups. But the thing is, though, he could have gone to any other court, but he went to the court where the cameras are shooting at. So if you see the interviews later on, you're going to see that it's like Vogel, and in the background is LeBron with the layups. Come on, now. Hollywood deluxe, bro. Hollywood.
Can't wait for the book to come out. Beto Duran will be on the bestseller list here in about 4 months. The story, of the Lakers circus. Thanks for spending some time with us as always, Beto. And we'll probably have to talk to you tomorrow. The way this thing's going, there'll be more crazy stuff by then, I'm sure.
Hey Chris, real quick, how's Tony doing? I haven't seen his face in a while. How's he doing?
Well, right
now, come down here.
Right now, you would think that rather in San Diego, California, he's in Anchorage, Alaska.
I'll send you a picture. I'll text you a picture.
Text a picture. We're like in this. We're in this wind tunnel in the press box, so we're freezing. But he's doing a great job. He's doing a great
job. Give him a hug. He needs a hug right now.
We might. Scraby will take care of
it. No, I'm good.
see how they do me down here, Beto?
Hey, all Laker fans right now need a hug, bro.
Exactly.
That is true. All right.
Thanks, Beto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.